Well, good morning, you guys that are on time. You are awesome, awesome, awesome.
Woohoo!
You all are awesome.
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock here.
I know.
Yeah.
Sun's not even up here yet. Oh, my goodness. I'm not sure it's coming up. It's coming up. It's just going to be cloudy. I think it might snow today. Oh, my goodness.
It's been great this year.
Wow.
Is that funny or what? Oh, my goodness.
Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. I've had a victory this morning. I found my phone.
Yay! I know.
Oh.
That and finding your phone and finding your keys.
But the phone's easy. Well, as long as you have two phones, what we do is we get my phone and call up Jack's phone or vice versa. That helps a lot.
Yeah.
Keys aren't quite that well-behaved.
Okay. Go ahead, Karen. Let's get
good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Wow, here we are. April, whatever it is.
April 24th.
April 24th.
Just a couple days from.
Wow.
Whoa.
I know.
Getting on the airplane, huh?
We were on with Bill Cottle. We did one of those effective.
And Bill Cottle's on. Yay,
oh, Bill. Yay, Bill.
Good morning. Sorry, I've been busy talking to Ruth. I'll explain later.
All right. Well, that was pretty exciting. We got to do the everyday weight management call, the Zoom call with you. That was lots of fun. I know.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, that was great. Lots of people, I think, were doing those this weekend, so it'll be fun to hear from everybody. And, well, here we are on the eve of heading off to Orlando almost, and anyway, I guess let's just start for wins for the week ideas. One of the things that I put on the email, I talked about it on Saturday, but I think it's really important. Eric Worre's definition of success in network marketing: your ability to get a large group of people to consistently do a few simple things over a long period of time. And so, you know, it's the consistently and the long period of time. And so, of course, one of the things in the CAM is consistently using the products and ourselves so that we're healthier, and then consistently engaging in conversations with other people, both that they could use the product for their own health and for to start earning additional income, which lots of people would like to earn additional income for a whole lot of different reasons. But then one of the things that happened when I heard Brody do his he did it on his bone one, but just the other day when I listened to him, his weight management one, at the end of his presentation, he kind of starts talking about, you know, if you're loving the product and you'd like to get yours free and you help some friends, you know, you upgrade so that you help some friends get on it, you can get yours free. And then if you're loving that, love making a difference, helping people, and you love the idea of earning extra income, how you can start to develop, bring people onto your team. And he went through that exercise. What if you were using at least 100 points of the product a month, are selling, you know, how you have customers, and then you bring on one person. He did it first. If you brought on one person a year for 12 years, if you brought on one person a year that duplicated the same thing, you know, that you are moving at least 100 points of product a month, and you find one person a year that does the same thing. You guys probably know this from doing the exercise lots of times, but the first month there's two of you, and then there's four of you. Well, not months, but years. Because first he did years, so the period. Yeah, first he did years. Because by the end of the 12 years, you'd be making, he said, $19,000 a month. And I went through the numbers, and it just kind of depends on whether you use CV or PV, or but approximately $20,000 a month, which is kind of exciting, you know, because most people don't have the opportunity, even in 12 years to be earning $20,000 a month. And so I'm, if it's a small, you know, it's consistently, it's a little bit consistently, a large group of people consistently doing a little bit, and it's the vision. And then he said, well, what if you decided to do it a little faster and do it every 6 months? You know, it would be 6 years. What if you did it every quarter? It would be in 3 years. So that's kind of in line with the four-year career. You know, if we could show
exactly
people,
in line.
Exactly. a plan, pretty simple plan, that they could be earning in 3 to 4 years, $20,000 a month. And if they only did half that good, if they're earning $10,000 a month, you know, most people could live quite well on $10,000 a month.
It would help.
Yeah. And anyway, so that's what I've kind of, my mind's been going around with, you know, helping develop, you know, building a large team of people that consistently do a few simple things every month. So that's my thought that I wanted to share. So, okay, let's go ahead and
okay, I'm going to start with Bill Cottle this morning because we kind of started talking about him and
yeah, good morning, Bill.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble. Well, thanks to Jack and Karen, we had fun on Saturday. We did the launch together here in Meridian. We had 12 people on the call, and one of my customers that was here bought the launch pack. And so to be on the record, I'm not sure who may have been involved in a mistake that I made. I need to confess so that no one else makes the same mistake. I had reached out to Pat Elkins to find out whether or not a person in the second and third month could mix up their pack. As long as they got 8 items, could they get, say, 2 cherry and no chocolate, which is what I tried to do this morning when I went into my standing order that will ship here on the 4th. It turns out that there's some hidden additional savings in that pack price of about $22.50. So it'll cost me more to change my order for the next 2 months. So I would highly recommend that you be aware of that before. I'll have to get back to Debbie and let her know that. She was excited because she did want to change things a little bit. So I made a mistake, folks, and I'm fessing up. I didn't understand, or Pat didn't understand me. Don't go selling the idea that when they order their launch pack that they can change it up the following months, because it will cost a little bit more.
They can change it.
How many of you heard that?
They can
change it. Yeah. Yeah, you can change it up, but it's going to cost you more. So they buried in there somewhere an additional $22.50 in savings. That was the difference when I started changing my order this morning.
Yeah, so might decide that those other bars are all right after all.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Well, in my case, I think what I'll do is just get them and give them. I'll use them as giveaways and so on. Yeah. Some people will like the chocolate. For me, I like it, but it's a little drier. I really like the tropical and the cherry. So.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
The cherry one. My goodness. The cherries are my favorite.
Well, Bill, I just appreciate you having the vision to do this and then following through on it in time to get everything all planned out, and you got to the place where it happened on time, and wow, it's pretty exciting. So hope you didn't get too many ulcers or anything.
Oh, you know, it was good to do the handouts and stuff that I did, and I now can use all of that to follow up with the people that weren't able to attend. I had a number that wanted to that couldn't and have asked for the recordings, people in Oklahoma and in Washington and other places. So I will be able to forward this on. And so it was well worth the effort and time, you know. It's not like it's a done deal. I'll continue to reap the benefits of the efforts. And, again, thank you for your participation.
You know, and that's a good point. I mean, the benefits, one of our mentors, Eric Lofholm, he's always talking about, right, you did the Zoom event and now it's recorded. And so now you can use that. You can send it to people. You could post a link on Facebook. You could put it on a YouTube channel. you know, that's what
podcast.
I mean, there's a lot of
things.
So it can be working for you for a long time to come. And so that's what Eric's always saying is look for things that you can do that leverage like that, because the same thing for him, he'll have maybe 10 or 20 or, you know, his group's lots bigger now, maybe 100 people on a live webinar. But he said over time, he'll have way, way, way more people listen to the recording. So, yeah, he's always encouraging us to do things like that. So, yeah, so now that's an asset for you to have that recording.
Yep. It's exciting. Yeah. So then the follow-up with that, besides being excited for Orlando and seeing everybody down there, is that I've got 4 more energy nights scheduled in the month of May and June. So lots of fun things down the road.
Okay. Yay,
Bill. Yay, energy nights. Yeah, awesome.
Hey, this is Nancy. I have a question. When, you know, we have to satisfy the PAC requirement to be in the running for, you know, some of the whatever. I've been looking for my phone. My brain isn't working. Anyway, will they recheck and see, oh, they did not order the PAC? They ordered 8 of these ingredients, or do we call Nikin? In other words, Bill, how do we go about changing it up if we're willing to pay the extra?
Thank you. That's my next worry. Pat said, Bill, sorry, the SKU is set and you cannot switch. The products can be purchased individually. That way you will be able to choose what you like as long as you purchase the same amount in the pack. That will be okay. The question you raised, Nancy, is the next question in my mind, which is, okay, so I mix it up because I had also told Debbie, I said, yeah, you can go for the contest. We'll just, you know, they'll recognize it. But if I'm out of character, out of pattern, I have not – totally negotiated that with Pat. I hope the answer is yes. The safest answer is just get the same thing for 3 months and be in the contest. And I did push the contest both on the recording and afterwards with folks. So Don't know the answer to that question. We need to either seek permission or seek forgiveness.
Yeah, I see that too, because the computer recognizes the SKU and it's going to add up the contest points. So I think if we, and I saw Pat's email and, you know, she's saying we can change it, but I don't think the computer is going to realize that unless they've programmed it somehow. So yeah, probably the safest thing to call.
Like Nancy said, we'd have to negotiate it with them. And is that something they're willing to do or able to do? Maybe willing is not the right word. If they're not able to do that, it could mean that your name would not go in the drawing.
Well, and the other thing is you have to be careful about just talking to somebody in distributor services, because
they don't always know the same thing, right?
Right. You might get
I'll get back to Pat. I'll get back to Pat, and I'll apologize to her and say I may have created a little bit of a tempest in a teapot or whatever the metaphor is.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be right. Cool.
Still.
What's that, Nancy? I didn't catch that.
Who you?
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I'm thinking, you know, if Nikan could reprogram their computers with a SKU that would give a SKU for this this pick and choose pack. I mean, so that if they could have if they could set that up, but you know, whether they're willing to do that or not.
I doubt it at this point.
That's my feelings. But I will come back to her. I will try to call her directly before I get there.
Because I know lots of people out there would love to have, like, either, you know, 2 chocolate KVBs or 2 vanilla, or they'd rather have, you know, all very cherry. I mean, definitely it would be good to have that flexibility.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. And Patricia, what would you like to share, please?
Well, I'm taking notes on the Bill's learning curve, and Bill, I appreciate you sharing that. I've signed up my next door neighbor to buy. She got all excited about the contest and she went, but she's very picky about what she likes, And so when we got to the pack, she was like, well, I don't really want all these other things. You know, she wanted to pick and choose, and it wasn't enough. And, you know, I just said, you know, that's fine. Whatever you want to do, that's fine with me, because I've got her started. And I didn't push it. I would have liked for her to have been in the contest. She would be a good contestant. However, I wanted her to be comfortable. So that's part of that customer service. I would like to hear what you find out about the details on that, Bill. But I'm excited my neighbor's doing something, because I love her, and she's my best neighbor in the whole wide world. and so just sharing that as a side trip. But anyway, I went out of town to meet with a cousin who had flown in from Washington State, and went with my sister, and we did cousin things in this town and visited relatives, and got a good contact for a potential gym, CrossFit gym presentation. I'm going to go. They're having a fundraiser this coming weekend, and so be able to get information, you know, the people in the booths and that kind of a thing, get their contact information. So that's been a lead that I've been patient on for 4 years. So I just put it on the back burner and didn't press it till it came about organically, just very naturally. So I won't say any more about that until it materializes. But that was a huge win for me, that my patience paid off, that it was I got received very well. And so I'll be following up on that. Looking forward on getting this week wrapped up for the end of the month, and making that list for who's going to join this definition of success. Karen, pulling that back up again, that's very remindful of, it doesn't take a lot. It's just a lot of people doing a little. And that,
yep.
And that statement, you know, the efforts, instead of the efforts of one man, you know, I'd rather have 1% of 100 people than 100% of one, because that one can let you down or leave or do something different or disappear. So, and Gloria reminded me this morning, we're just looking for a few. We had a little conversation. Yeah. And so, anyway, that's what I have today. Thank you.
Nice, Marie.
Yeah, we're just looking for a few that will be consistent, the same thing, and using the products and sharing the products, and just occasionally, you know, bringing a person on. And it's just amazing, again, you know, it's a whole lot of people doing a little bit. When I look at that, I just get so excited. Oh, my goodness. But one of the things, too, is they're – In most people's lives, there's just not a lot of opportunity to build the extra income. And lots of people, from whether it's, you know, $500 a month, $1,000 a month, to have a way that they can start to earn that income. And then if they catch the vision and see that if they help other people to do the same thing, they really could earn a large income.
Yay.
So yes, all of us keep focusing on that, on the vision.
Okay, Gloria, you're next.
Good morning. Well, looking at some of my accomplishments of last week, I went and got the oil changed on the car so it could take the road trip to Orlando, and the woman who took care of me in December became a customer in December, and now we chatted, and she wants to go from just having the waterfall to having the shower head, and I invited her to Dave's event, and she lives near me, so she's planning on coming in May. And then there was that lady I talked about on Saturday that I met at the garden center. I'm going to be following up with her before I leave town, and she too wants to get product and come to the May event. I believe I had one person on Stump the Dock She had medical questions, and so we were texting last week, and I sent her that call-in information. Called a customer to get her water old Aquaphor filter and stones replaced, and went from a filter purchase up to a $250 order because I told her about the cocoon, and she runs a daycare center, and there's always a special need child there, and so now she can not worry about the mat, but have the cocoon for that child. So she was really excited about that. I had two more ad responses. The last one was from a young man who's a college student at a local college here, and he was kind of cute in the text. He said that he is experienced at door-to-door sales. So I don't know whether he sold magazines or newspapers or whatever as a teenager, but that was nice. So we're following up and getting him more information. I got a letter out to three area high schools, to the counselors and to the facilitators who take care of the work study programs, and I sent them the Tom Watanabe scholarship information so that they would have yet another scholarship to offer their students. And I told them that it was probably best if it was offered to either the middle school students or to the freshmen as they were coming in. And one of the counselors who counsels the seniors, she said, I'm just going to put it on the website so the parents can read that there's another scholarship available to them. So that's going to go on the county's website now, which is pretty darn exciting. And,
wow.
Yeah. And then this morning already, because my granddaughter is sleeping very late. Oh, my gosh, 9:25. I must have tired her out yesterday. I was down in the office, and I saw an email, and there's a connection of business people now, another one called Alignable. And you put your information in, and people can connect with you and refer business or look for business or whatever they need to do. And so I posted my May 25th event on there. And then there's another one called Next Door, and it's people in your area, in your zip code, basically, that connect, and they can ask if you've seen their lost dog or if you need a plumber. And this one person was looking for a physical therapist who specialized in Bell's palsy. And so I clicked the private message and said, I'm not replying to what your request was, but I do have some natural energy products that have helped people with neurological challenges if you want to talk about it. And so they can either reply to me or not. But at least I said to them in my sentence, I said, I felt morally obligated to share this with you. And so they'll either respond or they won't, but I did my job in giving them the chance to learn about it.
Yay.
That's it now.
And how many total responses have you had to your ad, Be Your Own Boss?
I've had 8 so far. It'll run again this week. And then my plan is to skip a couple weeks and then reword it, you know, rewrite it and place it again.
Wow.
Eight so far. Yeah.
Yay. Well, thank you. Fabulous report. Nancy Clyde, you are next.
Well, good morning, everybody. Gloria, isn't that fabulous? We're on Next Door also here in Texas in our neighborhood. And it really, I have responded to people like that. And it is the most wonderful feeling knowing that we have done our moral obligation by giving them that, and if they're interested, they can, you know, contact us. It's fabulous. Last night, we were meeting with our small group at a restaurant, having dinner, just a casual meeting and all, and it came up that one of the ladies had a friend who was wanting to adopt these 3, bless their hearts, severely abused children. Anyway, PTSD, I mean, these are 2, 4, and 5-year-olds, and they are just traumatized. And so I offered her I said, ask your friend. I said, she must say she will use these things, but the cocoon and for the mother, or this, I guess she's a foster mother at the moment, but hoping to adopt these kids, she is just, because this one child just wakes up every two hours screaming and out. Oh, anyway, it's just terrible. She is just wiped out. And so I said, well, I'll loan you the cocoon and the pillowcase. Well, actually, I said I'll give it to them. I thought that I have to do this. This is a horrible situation. But it really, she had been one of the ladies that had never used or agreed to borrow anything from me when I offered stuff over the years. And so that was very good. She was very interested. And actually, when I was telling her about just how people had had, the PTSD had had help, the whole table was listening. So that was the men, the women, everybody. So that was good. And then other things. But today I saw that a gentleman in our Sunday school class was praying for help for his feet and his back. Well, duh. So David is in his Bible study group on Thursdays. So I sent a text to David. He's at school now teaching. But you have got to call Ron Welburn, you know. And so, I'm down in Florida. I'm assuming David will be contacting Ron. let's see, what else? Just ongoing. Oh, I followed up. Boy, I can't remember if I already shared this on Saturday, but I followed up with a guy who had borrowed a wristband for his wife. He said, yeah, do you think this would help? And I said, you can give it a try. So loaned it to him. I followed up with him 2 days later to see if the wristband had actually been big enough and for her wrist, because he wasn't really sure. And he said, well, she said it really bothered her at work. But he said, I did get her to wear it for 2 hours before she went to work, and she could really notice. She noticed something. So I said, well, good. Do you want me to loan you the power band? Neck. Well, I couldn't even get my words out. And he said, do you have a silver and a gold necklace? I didn't even know. In fact, anyway, he said, order me one of each. So, okay. I thought, well, I like that kind of follow-up. But I think the key was it really was a three-way, because another lady in this Leeds group on Wednesday morning said, and she held out, she always wears it, the silver Marquesa necklace, and she has her black power band on her wrist. And she said, I am telling you, Richard, that I put these two on. She said, I had the necklace, or I had the bracelet, and then I got the necklace. And she said, I put them on, and the pain in my knee has not been there since.
Wow.
And so she said that. I didn't say a thing. So he believed, you know, because of that other person. So he just went, okay, my wife said she did notice something. All right, we're just going to get both of these. So that was pretty cool. That's all I'll say.
That was awesome, Carl. Woohoo.
Okay, Edwina, what would you like to share?
Good morning. This is Edwina in Tampa, Florida, in case you didn't know. A lot has gone on. I've always declared April my month. And even when I'm not doing the business happens. I think I related last time that someone had called and wanted a waterfall, and then there were three other persons that wanted to replace their filter, and so all of these orders have gone in. But I was really mainly looking at your text, Jack, and I was thinking about this, and I thought, oh, my gosh, okay. I really want to take someone with me to Orlando that is interested in who I am and what the business that I do. And so, like I said, a lot has happened. On Sunday, I had the opportunity to meet with a lot of persons that had come down to our church from Orlando, and I was able to share with them about the weight management and got a lot of responses from them and them wanting to see more in regards to getting online and talking to me further about that. But the main person is the person that I had introduced you to, Jack, which is Philip. Major was there, and I was talking to him. He related a story to me that last week, week before last, he was sick, and he had gone back to the doctor's office because he had wrong paperwork to go to the pharmacy to get something, and the office was closed, and there was a lady out in the parking lot who couldn't get in her car, and he told me the story that he decided that he would just pray over and make sure that she got into her car, and she did, and she was so elated that this total stranger would do this, and then she turned and told him, there is a woman that has come into your life that really wants to change things. And my bottom line is, he considered that to be me. So now he's coming to our program, our in-home on Tuesday, and he's making a way to come to Orlando. I cannot tell you anything, but that was God. I just put it out there. This is who I wanted to come. I wanted him to meet everybody on Tuesday. I wanted him to see what other consultants are doing in their area, and I just spoke that to him, and I just looked at him. You know, he's not a person that I can get to all the time. I send texts. I don't know if I get the answers or whatever it is, but yesterday he committed. So if I can't tell you anything else that I'm happy over, that is it. I am so pleased that he looked at me and decided, well, if this lady could tell me that somebody has come into my life that I need to take another look at, and he considered it. He told me that story yesterday. Guys, I was so impressed. I just looked at it. I thought, you know, God is working in these forces behind me. You know, like what we were taught, just put it out there in the universe and then things start happening. I never thought ill of him, that he was not interested in what he said he was interested in, because that's the way it seemed to me. I just thought, okay, time is not right for him. Let me just stay with it and speak my positive thing about who I am, the business that I am in, and my company, and what we do for other people and how we change their lives, and it happened.
Wow. That's so awesome. Yes.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. With God, everything.
All things are possible,
all
right?
Things are possible.
Yes.
Carol Patterson, what would you like to share?
Well, I just had, I'd like to say hello to everyone, and this has been a very interesting call. And Bill, thank you for all your heads up there. I just had a kind of a busy week. I've been canvassing for cancer, and of course I leave everything till the last minute, but it paid off because I had gone to a lady, and I've been going for 2 or 3 years. We always chat, of course, I'm a little bit chatty. So anyway, this woman has a bad back and whatever, and she's so open to trying products, so I'm going to leave them with her when I go to Orlando. So that was a big aha. It was great that to think that just that taking your time and talking to people when you canvas, it can pay off. And in church on Sunday, I was, again, stayed for the luncheon and didn't drink anything but coffee, and was talking about weight management. And I have 3 interested people to come to my house when I get back from Orlando. So I feel very good about that.
Woo-hoo!
Wow. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for sharing, and have a fabulous, fabulous week. And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys that are going. You know, if we all get there, we're planning to be there.
Oh, absolutely! And let's see, Friday, you guys, it's a Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
That's totally open. And so the conference room is going to be open for teams to meet in. And so Jack's going to
We'll get together.
Yeah, probably mid-afternoon. Anyway, he'll send out a text.
You
guys can all meet up.
I'm going to put together, you know, a list of everybody's contact information again, then, so we can
hook up with each
co-communicate.
Other. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. We love and appreciate every one of you.
Woo-hoo!
Awesome.
See you in Orlando.
Bye. Bye-bye.
See you.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.